and gentlemen, I am Dick Chafing, and we bring you the news show live from Studio 5 at Hutton Orbital.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and we have a busy show tonight, and more than a few technical gremlins, but we think we've beaten them into submission, so now, on with the next bit.
Just you know, before we move on there, I'm just quite keen on what actually says in your script for that last section there.
My script actually says something.
In tonight's headlines.
Numbnut Wingnut is Crushed Nuts Klutz.
Pina coladas all round as Hot Pit hits the beach.
Intarius Fusion strung up by his own mug.
Missing Hula Girl Bobble mystery solved.
Brubin sought for comment from Boston and Barnard.
Team Hotbox gets a bad case of the Thargoids. The following harrowing report was submitted to Hutton Orbital News earlier this week. We include it in its entirety. Warning, the bulletin contains harrowing scenes not suitable for listeners of a more sensitive disposition. Today, Commander Wingnut learned that punching the dead man drift briefly kills the artificial gravity aboard the busted flush, as well as the flight assist. He also learned that during these moments of zero gravity, it suddenly becomes much easier to drink from a hot one-ton coffee mug. And that was when he discovered the mystical secret behind the Hutton Orbital Truckers and their mug. And the light came on. And so, on this night, the rules all changed. Commander Wingnut was up until this point known on the spaceways by his dreaded moniker, the Bean Bandit. The very next morning, the dreaded moniker of Bean Bandit ended as Commander Wingnut, groaning in agony, was hurried through the hospital doors on a stretcher, an ice pack on his lap.
"He what?"
had gasped an out-of-breath orderly at the foot of the gurney. The man steering the front had sworn like a sole sailor on shore leave. "This numbnut forgot to set his mug down before he let go of the button. It fell in his lap."
"What? What mug? What mug?"
It dawned on her.
"Oh!"
Let this be a warning to all Hutton truckers. Unless you want a scalding hot Hutton mug full of delicious beverage to turn your beans baked, your spuds to smash, or your meat and two veg into a tenderized meat stew, then remember to always put your mug down before disengaging flight assist. If you're in the middle of completing complicated maneuvers, it's wise to have both hands involved in the action.
After the successes at Barnard Star this week, the Hot Pit BGS team earned a good rest and have decided to take a little time off to recuperate from 18 months of hard work, turning the many systems we didn't own into an awful lot that we did and a handful that we really didn't want to have anyway. Whether skiing down Olympus Mons, sailing the Crab Nebula, skydiving on Akinar 3, or playing Can You Dodge Meter and Hollow in a Type 10, their leisure time has been dedicated to entirely less dangerous pursuits than obeying the Major General's every whim. Major General Noctivagus himself has been busy out at Colonia, mopping up the mess left by the last convoy, and is looking for a nice long stay at Wanda's Colonia Massage and Relaxation Parlor. Wanda, one of the most popular ladies at Hutton Orbital, often to be found introducing many a pilot to an endless stream of exceedingly attractive young ladies and men, shipped a beluga load of her finely trained relaxation engineers to Fort Mug. We understand that some of them are even trained in the imperial art of Akinar Karma Sutra. Apparently, it involves yoga. We wish them well during their holidays.
There was scandal at Hutton this week after the Major General sent a number of orderlies to erect a huge sign outside the quarters of one Mr. Intarius Fusion. in foot-high letters, a number of other ripe choices of language, and the words "Not in LHS 380 appeared. Along with a few sirens, a large flashing light, a couple of station staff holding a huge pointing fingers, and a neon sign saying, "It was you." It turns out that Mr. Fusion, genius behind the Hutton Helper and Hutton Satisfaction Extraordinaire, had missed the daily briefing due to a bout of kebab without beer first belly, and had accidentally caused a little war in a system we were supposed to be leaving well alone. It's for this reason that all Hot Pit BGS holidays are now cancelled, and all pilots are requested to put down their guns and tonic, or maybe even your gins and tonic too, and get to battle stations in the next couple of days. Yeah, if you don't mind. Thanks.
Our 12-month investigation into the magic disappearing Hutton Hula Bobble Girl, as popularised by the Hala Hala Hooba Hula Hooba taxi service, has finally concluded. Our reporters caught up with one Brett C. from the Pilots Federation, who shed light on her disappearance. Bad news, her hula hoop fell down as it was magnetic. Your commander is too lazy to get up out of the chair to stick it back to her hands. As such, the Hula Girl Bobbler was scrapped until the ring gains anti-gravity without randomly flying around the cabin. So, for the time being, there's no more Hutton Hula in your Hala Hala Hooba Hula Hooba taxi, at least not until someone invents elastic.
As alluded to earlier in this broadcast, Barnet Star, home of the Barnet Star's Dockers, has been taken over by the Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative. 18 months of aiming for the system led to success. Unfortunately, we took the wrong station. We're now the proud owners of the Miller, not the Boston. We sent a representative out to Commandant Brubin of Boston, who had the following prepared statement read out on his behalf. David Brubin praises Hutton Trackers and Alvin for removing the bungling, useless, inadequate and incapable staff from Barnard Star's sister station, Miller Depot, stating the Hutton Truckers are the galaxy's leaders in removing inefficient station commanders from any faction they find. When asked if he was worried about his job, he replied, "They know brilliance when they spot it," and that he was not worried in any way.
And finally tonight, we understand that a number of members of Team Hotbox have locked themselves in the Hutton Games Room for an extended game-playing session in the galactic mega-hit Goid Hunter, featuring the very finest real-life realistic virtual reality and near-perfect simulations of genuine spaceships. Their mission in-game is to hunt and destroy the Thargoid Menace, all from the safety of a fully immersive zero-G sensory deprivation chamber with added haptic feedback to simulate those drone hits. The following review of this exciting simulation follows here. On December the 30th in the year of 3303, a wing of Team Hotbox commanders decided to get their revenge on the Thargoids for attacking human starports in recent days. Taking the reins was Commander the Thuminator, along with some of the most fearless, loyal commanders he knew. Commander FTM Mustang, Commander Iceman 0883, Kingslayer 2201, he's a handy chap, and Commander Matty 4485. They grabbed their pitchforks and ran to their ships with their torches held high, screaming, "For the mark!" And off they went in search for their nemesis. They gathered information in the system HIP 17862 diddly doodah and prepared for battle. The commanders were fearless, yet clueless as to what they were getting themselves into, but they knew it had to be done for the safety of the universe. And the Kodan Armada, I think. Upon entering a non-human signal source, they discovered a Cyclops Thargoid had riddled some Federation fleet ships. Instantly, a Cyclops variant Thargoid appeared, and the commanders deployed their weapons. The Thargoid scanned Commander Iceman 0883, and the fight was on. Raging with AX missiles and blasting with their AX multi-cannons, the commanders attempted to shred the monster's hull, but after about an hour of fighting, they only managed to destroy 1.5 hearts, before they waked out and regrouped at Alcazar's Hope in the Merope system. Although they didn't defeat the beast, they sure learnt something and enjoyed every minute of the teamwork exercise that they put into. They all agreed to do some engineering and some more research, and Google the answer on how to beat this one, and come back to tackle the monster with a little more experience. Next week, they attempt to complete the boss of level 1, watch the cutscene, and then come back for level 2.
Right. Well, that's that. No more news! It's time to sit right there and enjoy the rest of the show. We'll be right back.